Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the item that we have in stock today is actually... because what this is a set of Motorola walkie-talkies. Now, these are two-way radios that are nice, small, and compact. They have belt clips on them. You get three of them. It's a three-pack of these. And so what's really cool about this is that these are really great for going to conventions. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit too late for this year's conventions. Day late and dollar short, but anyway, you could use these for next year's conventions or any other conventions coming up. You could use them for going to the fair, going to the park, going to a concert, or wherever you want, or just in your neighborhood if you need to get in touch with a friend, a family member, a partner, whatever. Now, I know you're going to say, well, why don't I just use my cell phone? Yes, that is great if you get a cell phone signal. But there are a lot of buildings out there that still you cannot get a cell phone signal at all. I was in one the other day. I was in a big office building with doctors and things like that. I could not get a single bar out of my cell phone. So these are great in those instances where you need to communicate quickly with someone and you might or might not get a cell phone signal in that area, because these are going to give you communication back and forth between the walkie-talkies. Now, these are going to give you up to up to 20 miles. Now, before you go, wow, that's just amazing, I can take these all over town. That is if you are standing on top of a mountain range. So they give you a different level of communication depending on where you are. Now, the really, really, and I learned about this back in college, the really, really high-dollar walkie-talkies, the ones that are very, very expensive, like the police use and ambulances use and things like that, those, number one, they're very expensive, and number two, you actually have to register with the FCC to own those, because a civilian is not allowed to use walkie-talkies like that without being registered, because you could walk all over the police department, you could walk all over the ambulance, whatever, with these really, really high radio frequency walkie-talkies. These are not that. These are your nice civilian models. You don't have to register with the FCC. You don't have to pay any fees to register a license to be able to use, high dollar radios. And these aren't costing you $1,000 a piece. But these will get the job done. So if you are on a mountain range, you could get up to 20 miles. If you are over water, you can get up to 5 miles. And if you are just regular terrain, neighborhoods, concerts, conventions, things like that, it can get up to a mile. But that's still great, because most of the time you're not going to be a mile away from your partner, family member, or whatever. So these are really neat to have for that reason, and they do make a really nice way to keep in contact with someone if you don't have a cell phone signal. And they're instant communication, where a cell phone, you have to take it out, you have to call them, they have to hear your ringtone, they have to answer, and so on. Where these, you just press a button, talk into it, and they're going to hear it. So, like I said, these are Motorola brands, so it's a really good brand. These do come with rechargeable battery packs. These are nickel metal hydride, I believe, battery packs. And you do get three battery packs in the box. And if you don't want to use a battery pack for recharging, and by the way, they do recharge with micro USB, which they do include that in the box as well, and we'll get to that here in just a minute. If you don't want to recharge these, then you could use regular Actually, they look like AAA. I thought they were AA, but I'm going to say AAA because that's what they look like. So you can use regular batteries, and I will have to change that in my description. But, yeah, so you can put those. Okay, folks. I'm going to see for sure. I should have done this previous. I just assumed. That's not what you get for assuming. So I will be right back. I'm going to double-check the battery situation on these, and I will be right back with the correct information. Okay, guys, and we are back in. So I should have gone with my first instinct. So, yes, three AA batteries, regular AA's, and takes three of them, or you can use the rechargeable battery pack that they give you in the package. So the nice thing about that, and now I've lost the battery pack, the nice thing about that is that you can, if you get caught in a pinch and you are not by a charging outlet or a an outlet to be able to charge the battery pack, placed the battery pack. So I need to find that. So let me find that. Let me find my head. It's not attached. And I'll be right back. Okay. Isn't it so fun being blind? Yes, I did find the battery pack. So I got that. And I should be a little bit better organized now, ready to go. So anyway, yes. So if you are in a pinch and you cannot access a charger or an outlet, then you can just throw three AA's in here, and it will work fine. However, like I said, there are three walkie-talkie two-way radios in the box, and so you do get three rechargeable battery packs. Now, in the back of the walkie-talkie is where the batteries go, like most devices, and the way that these work is they have a belt clip on each one of these, and you do have to remove the belt clip before you can get to the battery pack. So what you're going to want to do is get this back on here. Okay, so the belt clip slides in from the top of the walkie-talkie by where the antenna is, and you hear it snap in place right there. So what you're going to want to do is find the top of the walkie-talkie, find the very middle of the top of it, and find the belt clip. And between the belt clip and the middle of the top of the walkie-talkie, there is another little piece of metal sticking up that is the spring clip. And if you press in, you're going to take that spring clip and you're going to pull it away from the walkie-talkie. So the spring clip is in between the top of the plastic belt clip and the top of the walkie-talkie. You're going to take that spring clip and you're going to pull it towards the belt clip itself. So it's going to be going away from the walkie-talkie towards the belt clip. You're going to pull that spring clip, hold it, and as you're pulling it and holding it towards the belt clip, you're going to take your thumb and you're going to slide straight up on the belt clip from the bottom part of the belt clip. So the part that actually clips onto your pants, as you're pulling on that metal spring, you're going to just press up on the bottom of the belt clip, and the belt clip pops right off the back of the walkie-talkie. So it's very easy. Once you do it a couple times, you will get the hang of it. So basically, if I have the walkie-talkie and the walkie-talkie's front of it is pointing away from me, the antenna is on the left, and I'm looking at the top of the walkie-talkie. Right in the middle, I'm going to feel that spring clip, and then I'm going to feel the top edge of the belt clip. And the top edge of the belt clip is taller than the spring clip. So just get your finger, your forefinger on, just grab that little spring clip in between, pull it back towards the belt clip, and then slide straight up with your thumb on the bottom of the belt clip, and it pops right off. Once you pop the belt clip off, you can actually get to the battery compartment. And the battery compartment opens from toward the bottom of the walkie-talkie. There is a spring-loaded clip, just like you see in most battery compartments, and you're going to just pull that, you know, push that towards the top of the walkie-talkie and then pull straight out, and the battery compartment just pops right open. Now, inside the battery compartment, there is a little ribbon that you can lay it down when you put the belt or when you put the battery pack in. You have that ribbon. It's going to be coming out the left side of the battery compartment. If you put the battery pack on top of that ribbon, or if you're using AA batteries, put the AA batteries on top of the ribbon. The ribbon will help you pop those AA batteries or the battery pack out of the unit. Now, to put the battery pack in, first of all, you're going to locate the battery pack in the box. You're going to locate the... So you're going to take the battery pack, and what the battery pack is, it's basically like three AA batteries taped together. But two of the AA's have both flat sides, and then one AA on the very right side of the battery pack is the only one that has the little positive contact, which looks like a little nipple coming out the battery pack. So if you locate the one of the batteries that has that little nipple, you're going to orient it so that one battery is going to be on the right side of the of where you put the battery pack in. So I'm going to lay that ribbon down right there, and I'm going to take and I'm going to insert the nipple first into the right side of the battery pack when it's open. So I'm going to hold the ribbon kind of in place while I'm doing that. So I'm going to insert the nipple. So it's going to go in down first toward the bottom. So the nipple is the battery all the way to the right, and then the nipple is on the bottom. That's how you want to orient it. Insert that first, and then just snap the top piece right into place, and now it's in the now it is in the battery compartment. So now if I wanted to get it out, I could just take that ribbon and just pull straight up like so, and it just pops the battery pack right out of the battery compartment. The ribbon, I actually run it going out the right side of the battery compartment. You could run it to the left, it might do the same thing, but I run it to the right and snap the battery pack back in there. Then take the battery compartment and insert it in. Let me find my battery compartment. Where did I put that? There it is. Okay, you're going to insert the spring-loaded part of the battery compartment in first. Again, that's going to be down to the bottom of the walkie-talkie. You're going to insert that in first. And then... you're going to insert the top... You're going to slide the top in... top of the battery compartment in first, and then once that little top ledge is in the compartment on the top part of the battery compartment, then it'll just snap right down just like that, snaps down into place and locks into place. Now I'm going to take the belt clip, and I'm going to again find the top part of the belt clip where that spring-loaded clip is, and I'm just going to insert it the very top of the back of the walkie-talkie and just push straight down, and then it snaps right into place, and there you go. And that's how you change the batteries. A little tedious, but once you get used to it, it won't be any big deal. And once you get the battery pack in, you won't ever really need to remove it unless you're just going to change it out with regular AA batteries. Now, these are nice, smaller walkie-talkies. They're very compact. You could slide them into a pocket. Of course, like I said, they do have the belt clip as well. You can remove the belt clip and not use the belt clip if you don't want. They do have a little antenna sticking out of the top that's about 2 inches tall, so it doesn't take up a lot of space there. They are water-resistant. They do have water-resistant buttons, and they do have water-resistant covers on the sides. Now, where you locate the charging port to plug in the micro USB cable is you're going to go orient the walkie-talkie so you're looking straight on at the front of the walkie-talkie with the buttons. The antenna is going to be coming out the top of the walkie-talkie, but it's going to be more over to the right side. So you're looking at the front of the walkie-talkie and not the back where the belt clip is. Now you're going to go to the left side of the walkie-talkie, and then you're going to run your finger. So take your finger, put it on the left side. You'll feel a big button there with rubber grooves. You're going to take your finger and you're going to run it straight down. When it gets about a half inch toward the bottom of the walkie-talkie, there is another rubber cover there. And this is the rubber cover that underneath there is your micro USB charging port. So the cover actually hinges from bottom to top. So locate the bottom part closest to the bottom of the walkie-talkie, get your thumb or fingernail underneath it, and just pop it straight up, and it's going to hinge up towards the top of the walkie-talkie, and then underneath there is your micro USB port. When you're done charging, go ahead and just take the cable out and then push the cover back down into place. All right, so that, now, like I said, on the left side, right about the 9 o'clock position, there's a big rubber button, and that has big grooves across it. That is the button that you press in to talk. You're going to press, hold that in, say what you want to say, and then let go of that button, and that will transmit to the other walkie-talkies. Now, on the front of the walkie-talkie, you do have a screen that's taking up about the top third of the walkie-talkie, and then there are rubber buttons about a third below the screen, and then below the buttons are the speaker. Now, the buttons are rubber-covered. They're very easy to feel, so they're very good and tactile. And the way the buttons are arranged is that on the left side, you have a square button, and then right below that, you have another square button. So those are two separate buttons. Right in the middle, you have an up and down arrow, so that's one long button, top arrow being the top part of the button, and the bottom arrow being the bottom part of the button. And then on the right side of that, you do have two more square buttons, one on top of each other. Now, the buttons are as follows. Starting on the left, the top left button is the power button. So to turn on the walkie-talkie, you're just going to press, hold down on that button for a few seconds, and you're going to hear a beep, and that lets you know that the walkie-talkie is turned on. Okay, so I'm going to turn it off, press, hold in on that button, and just keep holding it on for a few seconds. You're not going to hear a beep or anything, and that will mean that it is turned off. Now, let me make sure that my microphone is recording all of these sounds. So give me just 1 second. I forgot to check that. Okay, sorry. My microphone was not set to have all the sounds. It was just set to private mode. So let me do this again so you guys can hear it. To turn on the unit, you're going to press the top left button on the front, and you'll hear this. Okay, there's your beep to let you know that the unit is turned on. Turn it off, press that button again, hold it in for a few seconds. You won't hear a beep, but after a few seconds, just let up and you'll know that it's turned off, because if you hit any button on the front, it will not make any noise. So these two-way radios do have audible feedback, which is really nice, and we'll get into more of that here in just a minute. So top left button is power. What the button right below the power button is the menu button. Okay, now menu, it's going to take you, press it once, it's going to take you to the channel. Press it again, it's going to take you to the private mode. So you can have several different channels to choose from. One to, I think it's like 120 or something. And then you can also have private modes. So each channel, or whatever channel you choose, you could actually set the private mode. So if I selected the first channel and I wanted to put the private mode on like 5, then I would just go press the menu button one time. I would arrow until I hear a tone. I'll let you guys hear that in just a second. Then if I press the menu button again, it will go to the private mode selection, and that's when you would do the arrow to select 5. And then that would have it on channel 1 with private mode 5. I would say, just for easy purposes, leave. Just don't mess with the private mode. Just mess with the channel and not worry about the private mode, and then that way you don't have to worry about two numbers. So the menu button, like I said, you press it once, it goes to channel. Press it again, it goes to the private mode selection. Press it again, and it will keep pressing it once. It will cycle through different options. There's ringtones. You can have different ringtones associated with different walkie-talkies. So when you call somebody, they will hear that specific ringtone and know that it's you. I am going to go over today how to set the channel, just the very basic modes, how to set the channel so you can get the walkie-talkies to communicate. If you want to change the ringtone, you could call Ira, you could use Be My Eyes, whatever, but I don't. I might attempt it here in just a minute, but I'm not sure, you know, exactly if I can do it right. Of course, there's a default ringtone already set, so you won't have to mess with it unless you really want to. The middle, like I said, is up and down arrows, so when you first turn it on, you can use that middle button to actually turn the volume up and down, or you can use that middle button to scroll through the different channels or the different numbers or the different options in the menu once you select on something in the menu. To the right of that button, you do have two more square buttons, one on top of each other. The top right one is going to be MON, so I believe that's monitor or mono, maybe. I don't know what that does, but you guys can have somebody read up on the manual about that or what that can do for you. And then the button below that one is the that is the ring button. So if you are somewhere and you want somebody maybe trying to locate you, you could actually hold in on that button and it will start the your walkie-talkie ringing and so forth. Now, I'm probably pretty sure that if you switch the ringtone on this, then that will initiate your ringtone as well to ring. But I think it's just maybe for like to locate your somebody to locate you if they're trying to find you in a crowd or something. But again, you know, if you want to read more on that, then you can, you know, have Ira or somebody help you out with that. My goal is to get the basics knocked out for you guys on how to use these, and that's what I'm going to do. Now, let me tell you what is all in the box. Of course, you do have the three different Motorola two-way radios. You do have the owner's manual. You do have the three rechargeable nickel metal hydride battery packs. That each one of the battery pack is right below where the walkie-talkie is. And then on the left side, you actually they do give you looks like two USB wall chargers. So that's kind of nice. They do give you the wall chargers. Let me just put it out, make sure it's USB. Oh, actually. Okay, so what they give you is it's a connected cable. It is a wall charger with a micro USB cable. And then, let's see what else you get here. Then you also get another USB-C cable that has a wall charger attached to it.
So they do give you two, looks like two cables with wall chargers. And let's see, what else is there? Okay, so one of these cables actually has two different micro USB club plugs coming off of it. So you could use one cable to charge two of these radios. And then the other cable has a single micro USB coming off of it. So basically one cable has a single one and the other cable has two different ones, like a pigtail coming out, to be able to charge two of the walkie-talkies at the same time. So that is what you get in the box. And of course, I can't get this back in there. Okay, I'll mess with that later. Okay, so that is what you get in the box, and that is it. So yeah, I don't see anything else here. Get the three walkie-talkies, three battery packs, and two cables. One has two micro USB plugs on it, and one has one. And that's what you get in the box. Okay, so let's go over connecting two of these walkie-talkies together to be able to communicate with each other. Again, like I mentioned, the top left button on the front of the walkie-talkie is going to be the power button. So I'm going to go ahead and turn that on. I'm going to hold that in on one of these. And there's the tone, and I might grab another one here. I'm going to hold it on the button on it. Now, right when you turn it on, you can actually adjust the volume with the middle rocker switch. Okay, so just adjust it to whatever you like. Okay. This is the other one. Okay. And then whatever you stop on is what it's going to set that volume to be. All right. So now let's go to the bottom button right below the power button. This is the menu button, but this is also the lock button. So once you get a channel that you want, you can actually hold in on this button, and it will lock any of these buttons from being able to be operated on the front of the walkie-talkie. So that's good. If you don't want the, you know, you have this on your belt, you're walking with it, you don't want to accidentally hit it, change the channel or something, then you can initiate the lock. And when you do that, if you try to press any of the buttons, they will not work. So to initiate the lock, you're just going to hold down on the lock button, which is right below the power button. And you hear that sound? That means it disengaged the lock. If you press it, hold it in again, that engaged the lock. So two different tones there. That's disengaged. Hold in for several seconds till you hear that tone, and that will be the lock and unlock. Okay, I have turned the lock off on both of them now. So now let's show you guys how to... actually, there's another cover on the top. Okay, so there's another cover on the top of the walkie-talkie. It's a round cover, and it swivels from the front edge of the walkie-talkie to the back edge. Again, it's a rubber cover. Got to get your fingernail under, pop it open. But that is a 3.5 millimeter audio jack. So these do have 3.5 millimeter audio jack if you want to use them with that. So yeah, that's on the top. So if you want to connect all of the two-way radios together, you have to have them on the same channel. Now, the channel and the private mode, like I mentioned, are different. Channel is going to be, I believe it's the 20 channels. And we'll look at that here in just a minute. And then the private mode is the number underneath that. I don't recommend doing the private mode because you might get yourself into kind of a weird, like, lock loop if you don't remember, you know, what the private mode button is or what you have it set on and how to get back to it. But that's up to you. You guys can judge for yourself. But we do need to set these on the same channel. So what we're going to do is we're going to press the menu button one time on one of the walkie-talkies. Okay, the first time you press it, this is going to be the channel. So now if you arrow up or down in the, with the middle button, you're going to hear those beeps. When you get to a high-pitched beep, which you'll hear in just a second, there. That means that's channel one. Okay? So, hear the high-pitched beep. It's channel one. At that point, you can arrow up and just count 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, and stop on a channel, and then, of course, give your partner the channel that you're on. Let's press the button again because it does time out after a few seconds. High-pitched tone is 1, arrow up, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Okay, so there's 22 channels. And then you hear that high-pitched tone, so it loops back around to channel one, which is really good for us being visually impaired, because that way we can know exactly where we are when we start counting. So let's just say I want to put this walkie-talkie on channel 10. I'm going to press the menu button once. I'm going to make sure we're on that high-pitched beep, so I'm going to arrow up, and I'm going to arrow back down. Okay, high-pitched beep, that's 1. I'm going to go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm going to stop. I'm just going to let up on it. And it set it right there to channel 10. Now, if I say I don't want to hit a button and accidentally change that channel or whatever, I can put this in the lock mode now that I've got on channel 10. So I'm going to hold down on the button right below the power button. Just keep holding down on it. Okay, and you hear that sound where it goes upwards, like doo-doo-doo-doo, you know, like it raises. That means it's locked. Now, if I press any of these buttons on here, that's what I get. I get those donk sounds. That means my walkie-talkie is locked. I can't accidentally hit it. I can't accidentally change the channel, whatever. Now, to unlock it again, hold in on that same lock button. But I'm going to lock it in to channel 10. That's a poet. I didn't know it. Okay, and I'm going to go over to this other one, and I'm going to lock it into channel 10. So I'm going to hit the menu once, and then find the high-pitched tone. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm just going to let it do its thing. And there you go. Now it got us back out to the regular spot that we need to be. So now this walkie-talkie is on channel 10. And the other one should be on channel 10. So now, if I was to... Pretty sure. Yep, if I was to activate one and say, testing, 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 testing. Okay, that one's not very loud, so let me turn it up so you guys can hear it. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3. So to let you guys hear this, I'm going to put this walkie-talkie in front of the computer, and I'm going to go into the other room, and I'm going to talk so you guys can hear it coming through this walkie-talkie. So let me lay this walkie-talkie right here, and then I'm going to go in the other room, and I'm going to give you guys a special message. Okay, I'm going in the other room now.
Okay, guys, this is Brent Harbold, and I am in my office, and my special message to you is the Harbold Company is awesome. You need to buy lots and lots and lots of products, but these are really cool two-way radios. Coming back. That's easy.
So, guys, see how easy that is? So you heard my special message, I'm sure. And now, if you want to change the channel, you can do so. Just go back in. First of all, you're going to have to unlock the walkie-talkie. So we're going to press in on the lock button and unlock it. Just hold in on it. And it goes, and that means it's unlocked. And now you're going to press the menu button once. Arrow until you find the high-pitched tone. Right there. And now we could go to channel 3. 2, 3. Because the high pitch tone is 1. Okay. Let it sit. It will save itself. Make a little beep to let you know that it's done. Go to the other walkie-talkie. Unlock it. And that must have already been unlocked. Interesting. Okay. I'm going to press the menu button once. Locate the high pitch tone. Go 2, 3, and then let it save itself. Okay, I'm going to lock it. And now we should be on channel 3. Yep, and there's the great feedback. Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. So, yeah, testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. So now we're on channel 3, and they are synced up again to each other. All right, so that's how you change the channel. Like I said, the ringtones are in the same menu. And let's see if I can get to them. I'm going to try. I'm going to press the menu button once. Press it again. Press it again. Arrow. Yep, here are the different ringtones. I feel like I'm back in the 80s playing an 80s video game. All right, so let's set the ringtone. Again, you're going to press the menu button 3 times. So you're going to go 1, 2, 3. You're going to arrow up or down through the different ringtones. Let's pick one. Okay, I like that one. So we're going to pick that one. So I'm going to leave it. Let it save it. And then I should somehow it will notify the other one. Okay. So now I figured it out. All right. So the ringtone, if you want to let somebody know that you're about to contact them. So say you've got 3 walkie-talkies, and, of course, you got 3 different people using them. You're going to go in, you're going to set what you want your ringtone to be, and then if you want to notify that person that you need to talk to them, say, okay, you've got Brent, John, and Jack, okay? And Brent, me, has set that ringtone to myself. Okay, John set a different ringtone, Jack set a different ringtone. So Brent's out, he wants to talk to the other guys, so he can, so set the ringtone and one. Let them know, okay, this is my ringtone and whatever. And then if you want to notify the other walkie-talkies with your ringtone to let them know that you need to talk to them or you're about to call them, go over to the bottom right button, press it one time. That sends that to the other walkie-talkies, my ringtone. Now, I've got the other walkie-talkie here. Now let's go set its ringtone. I'm going to hold it, I'm going to unlock it. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. Oops, hold on a second. Oh, I accidentally locked it. Okay, let me unlock it. Okay, there we go. Unlocked it. 1, 2, 3. Menu button 3 times. I'm going to arrow up and down. Okay, that one is going to be the other walkie-talkie. So let's just say that's John's ringtone. So now I'm John. And if I reach over to the bottom right button on my walkie-talkie and press it, it's going to send that ringtone to everybody else. So press it. And that's going to the other walkie-talkies. Then again, if I go over to Brent's walkie-talkie, press the bottom right. It's just a cool way of notifying, you know, the other people, the walkie-talkies, hey, Brent needs to talk to you, John needs to talk to you, Jack needs to talk to you, whatever. And then at that point, you can send your ringtone, and then you can just start talking into your walkie-talkies so they know that it's you. Or maybe you need help. Maybe you're somewhere and you can't speak. You've got your walkie-talkie, you've fallen down. Maybe, you know, maybe you're somebody that has balance problems and you're in a home with someone else and you have your walkie-talkie in the back room and you fall or something, and you can't speak in the walkie-talkie, you could press this button, and it will send the person your ringtone, and they will know that you need some help. So that is another option for the way to use these walkie-talkies. And then the top right button is a monitor button, and I'm not really sure, like, what it does. So, yeah, so that one might be something that you need to read up with. Let me make sure this is unlocked. You might want to have somebody read up what the monitor button does. But I press it once, and I don't hear it doing anything. Let me hold it in. Yeah, I still don't hear it doing anything, so that's something. It's doing something. That's not. Testing. Oh, it looks like it's putting it on. Looks like it actually might be muting your walkie-talkie so you can't. Like, if you need to put it. So nobody can contact you. Maybe you're in a situation where you don't want to be disturbed. If you press it once, if I try to call from this other walkie-talkie, it's not. Well, I say that. So now it's going to it. So I don't. Yeah, so when you first initially try to call somebody after you pressed it, you can't contact them. But then eventually, it does go into it. So maybe have somebody read up, guys, for what that does for you, but I'm not really sure. Yeah, not really sure what it does, but when you press the button on the side to talk, you can hear it does give you a tone to let you know to go ahead and talk. Well, actually, it gives you the tone after you let up on the button. So when you press the button, now you can talk like this, but when you let up on the button, then it beeps. So you can talk like this into it. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. I got good feedback going on here. Testing. So that monitor button. So what that thing is doing, and I don't know what it's for, but what it's doing, if you have it, like, I guess, disabled, the minute somebody tries to contact you, it's an immediate. Testing, one, two, three. But if you enable that, like that, if I try to contact them immediately, it doesn't go through. So if a person wants to talk, it doesn't go through. But if I hold it on this one and just keep holding it, just like that, then eventually it lets me talk through it. So, yeah, I don't know what the purpose is of that, but that's what it's doing. So, one of them is instantaneous. One of them is like kind of a, like some kind of a delay or something. So, anyway, guys, these are pretty cool. They are accessible. As you can see, I was able to change the ringtone, change the channel. If I wanted to change the private mode, I could. The way I would do that, again, is go press the menu button, and this time I'd press it twice. Once, twice, and then arrow up and down. So let's say private mode, I want to go 4, 2, 3, 4. Actually, I think the private mode starts on 0, so I'd go 1, 2, 3, 4. Let up. Let it save it. Okay, and then I'll go over this other one. Go 1, 2, 3, 4. Let it save it. Okay, so now, let's see. Testing 1, 2, 3, so now it's working. So, I guess this is like if you had three walkie-talkies, or even if you had more, because you can add as many of these as you want. So if you bought two packs of these, you could have six friends that had the same channel. But maybe two friends wanted to be able to talk privately on a predetermined channel. So you could call your one friend and say, you know, hey, the crow flies at midnight. And that friend would know to go over to private channel 3. And even if you were on, like, if you all were on channel 3, you could have, you know, whatever, how many walkie-talkies go to a different private channel, even though you're all on channel 3, you could go to, like, you know, private channel 4 being on channel 3. Two friends could go over to private channel 4, and then anybody else on channel 3 is not going to hear them because they wouldn't be on that private frequency. And then those two people could go back to the 0 default private channel for channel 3, and then they would be able to talk back with the rest of the group. So that is what you could use the private channel for. I believe, let's see how far it goes. Let's see. So there's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50, 1, 2, oh my gosh, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Okay, well, it's a lot of private channels. So I'm going to just go back to all the way back down to the default. Sounds like Morse code. Okay. So, yeah, there is a ton of private channels. So I got to 60 and was still going. So you can just, you know, pick out if you ever want to use that or not. But so you get 22 regular channel frequencies, and then I don't even know how many private channels. I think it says in my description, but I can't remember what it says. But anyway, so you guys get the idea. You could be on channel 3, but a couple of you guys could go to a different private channel of 12 and then go back to the default of 0 and then, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, that is the way it goes. There's some other options inside the menu. I'm not going to go over those. I think that the ones we went over are probably the most important, but I think you can, like, turn off tones. I think you can turn off battery tones and things like that. But yeah, guys, so that is the way to use these Motorola two-way walkie-talkies. They're really cool. They've got lots of uses, and you do get a three-pack in the box. Three radios, three batteries, two cords, one cord having two micro USB plugs, the other cord having a single one. And yes, so these are really cool. They are water resistant because they do have those rubber covers over the ports. Not waterproof, but water resistant, I would say. And like I said, you can use the rechargeable battery pack, or you can use the four AA batteries as well. And the bottom of the walkie-talkie looks like it has a spot that you could actually slide a lanyard through or a key, hang these on a backpack or something like that. I believe that's what that is, looks like to me. So yeah, guys, these are brand new in the box. I know that this audio description ran long, but there was a lot to go over in here. Hopefully, with the tones and everything, you guys will be able to use these very efficiently. It's nice that they did change the tones for different things, so we know what they are. And then, yeah, so, and like I said, once you get the channel locked to where you want, you can initiate the key lock on the front. And it, the radios do remember the channel when you turn them off and back on. They will go back to where you had them. So that way they're automatically on the same channel and everything. So, all right, guys, so if you... these are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.